Welcome to Make It Rain with Adam Schein on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Thursday edition of Make It Rain with Adam Schein here on VSiN. And my goodness, we have so much to do today. What a great day in sports. What a great day in sports betting. What a great day here on VSiN. We've got three VSiN superstars who are going to join us today on Make It Rain with Adam Schein. Patrick Maher joins us in his regular spot every Thursday here on Make It Rain with Adam Schein. And the best to ever do it, any on-air betting platform, Mitch and Pauly going to join us live from Omaha. VSiN's gavel-to-gavel coverage of the College World Series. We are extra excited about that. Love watching Stormy and JVT this morning from Omaha. Mitch and Pauly going to be doing their show from Omaha right after us. We will have the guys on at 3:30 Eastern Time. Really excited about that. We have a lot to do today. We'll get into our baseball bets for tonight. Some great action in terms of Major League Baseball tonight. Anytime Trig Scoobal's on the bump, you know, that is an official holiday in my world and when it comes to baseball betting. Plus, Sonny Gray's pitching, and you know how much I love betting on Sonny Gray. We've got all sorts of plays for the National Hockey League. We'll get into the Mets. We'll get into the Dodgers. We'll get into the Yankees. We'll get into Aaron Rodgers. Obviously, we start today's show with the Indiana Pacers, who beats Oklahoma City 116-107 last night, and the Indiana Pacers, two wins away from winning the Larry O'Brien Trophy. And I think that's the way you kind of have to frame it from the perspective of, wow. Listen, everything that I've said in terms of picking the Thunder to win the championship, it still holds in my opinion. I said originally, as you know, OKC in six. I am going to stay with OKC in six. I still believe that is the case. But no one could be sure about anything anymore. The way the Indiana Pacers won that game, the fact that they were able to win offense, defense, taking punches, bench play, coaching, absolutely outpacing the incredible Oklahoma City Thunder in the fourth quarter last night, that was truly remarkable from an Indianapolis perspective. It was absolutely incredible to watch. Crowd was amazing. Fans were into it. And I thought, and I tweeted this in moment, right? For sports bettors, for everyone who follows me on Twitter. You look at that second quarter last night. It was all Pacers. And the fact that they were only up four and OKC was able to take that punch, I thought, without question, Oklahoma City was going to find a way to win that game, ebb and flow, and they would go on and not only win, but cover that 5.5-point spread. Clearly, Rick Carlisle was thinking along with me, because if you almost got to jog them at the Rolodex and remember this, you saw the Thunder score the first 6 points of that third quarter, instantly, bam, Carlisle called a timeout. Then you saw what transpired, where Oklahoma City takes the lead in going into the fourth quarter. This year, Oklahoma City 61-2 in the regular season when they have the lead going into the fourth quarter of a basketball game. And they blew it. And they got steamrolled in that fourth quarter. I also think the important way to frame and phrase this to really slam home how big of an upset. Everyone knows this is one of the most heavily favored teams in Vegas in the history of sports betting for the NBA Finals. When you look at OKC before the series started, odds to win. Right now, and this is historic, I want you to pay attention to this. In NBA Finals history, when there's an NBA Finals tied at one, the Game 3 winner, wins the Larry O'Brien Trophy 81% of the time. That's what we're talking about. And how the Pacers did it, when you look at it, in that fourth quarter was just amazing. And throughout the course of the game. Benedict Mathurin, 27 points off the bench. Since 1971, only the fourth player in history to lead the team in points in the NBA Finals, coming off the bench. Last one to do it, Jason Terry, who was playing for Rick Carlisle's team, and Carlisle obviously now the coach of the Indiana Pacers. Benedict Mathurin, who was excellent in Arizona, by the way, and I love when the Pacers drafted him sixth overall a few years ago in the draft. The sixth player in NBA history in the finals, 25 or more points, 22 or younger. Here's the list. Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James, Tony Parker, Magic Johnson, Kobe Bryant, and Benedict Mathurin. That's all you need to know. I thought Tyrese Halliburton was unbelievable. Loved the Carlisle adjustment. Had a great ability to give him, in essence, handoffs so he could get a running start, get into the paint. He was brilliant. John Stockton-esque, controlling the tone and tempo and making unbelievable passes, specifically in the fourth quarter. Halliburton, take a look at the numbers. Excellent. 22 points, 9 rebounds, 11 assists. Pascal Siakam was awesome in this one, 21 points. He was fantastic early. Spicy P, of course, has a ring. TJ McConnell was a pest for Oklahoma City last night. 10 points, 5 assists, 5 steals coming off the bench. Remember, this game was tied at 98-98. You want to talk about team-oriented play? How about at that score, that juncture, Halliburton 3, Turner layup, Nesrar with the J, Obi Toppin, ain't no stopping. Just absolutely rocking the rim with that follow jam, baby. That was awesome. 9-2 run. Neesmith hits that three to make it 110-102. And that, to me, was truly the dagger. I was just so impressed, so obsessed. From a Thunder perspective, look, if Oklahoma City, and we mentioned the odds, obviously, you know, one of the most massive favorites in the history of the NBA Finals, according to our friends in Vegas, they lose this series, it's going to be an all-time catastrophe. All-time series win for Indiana, all-time catastrophe for OKC, who last night, credit Indiana, like we are, in chronological order, OKC had 19 turnovers. OKC had 14 points in the fourth quarter. SGA had 24 points. It was completely nondescript. It was absolutely unacceptable. Had more turnovers and assists last night. They missed 7 free throws. That matters in a game like this. And take a look at the series odds when you look at the Pacers and the Thunder. All of a sudden now, it is down to minus 230 for OKC. It's pretty crazy. You can get still plus money for the Indiana Pacers to win the championship. Now, I still stand by my take on OKC in 6. That is obviously juicy, of course, at plus 200. But boy, I am fascinated by the ebb and the flow. There were even a lot of things that went well for OKC last night. Williams was strong. I thought Holmgren was awesome early. Caruso did not play well. SGA did not play well. The defense was not great. Sloppy, as we mentioned. Every single person who bet against Indiana, every talking head, every Twitter tough guy who doubted the Pacers needs to kind of reconfigure their take on just how great this team is. Second most wins in the regular season once the calendar flipped to 2025. Beat a piping hot Bucks team, the great Giannis Antetokounmpo in the first round. Bludgeoned Cleveland, who I thought had championship aspirations. Won in Cleveland, nobody did that. Beat my Knicks, who were favored in the Eastern Conference Finals. So this is a pretty awesome all-time upset-minded run. Their incredible stretch of winning games on the money line as dogs in the postseason. It's off the charts. Man, this is just amazing when you look at it from a sports and a sports betting perspective. I still like OKC. I think they're going to win tomorrow night. Take a look at the game board for OKC and Indiana. Game number 4 tomorrow night. And listen, we've seen this before, where a team loses one game and then they're favored by even more the better team the next game. I think that OKC laying 6, that's the way you attack this one. We'll find out if that turns out to be the right strategy. Stanley Cup game 4 tonight. Can't wait for it. You have a lot of puckheads who are already crowning the Florida Panthers in terms of winning the Stanley Cup. Not me. I absolutely love the Oilers. I love them tonight. I love the Oilers to win the series. I think that Edmonton is absolutely going to be able to take care of business. Plus money on Edmonton. Look, Florida has a great home ice. Obviously, Marchand's been terrific. Bennett's been terrific. Bob was excellent in between the pipes in the last game. I would be stunned if the Oilers ultimately lose this game. picked Oilers to win this game, and I still stand by that in terms of Edmonton taking care of business here when you look at it tonight going up against the Florida Panthers. All rise. No, really. Stop what you're doing and stand up. Aaron Judge hit his 25th homer of the year last night as my Yankees beat the Kansas City Royals. Aaron Judge on the season is hitting .395, 25 homers, 59 RBI. He is having, once again, for the third time in his career, one of the single greatest seasons ever in the history of American League Baseball and Major League Baseball. Yankees able to beat the Royals last night. Schmidt was excellent. Williams got a save. And Aaron Judge able to take care of business once again. I want you to feast your eyes on the American League MVP odds. And it's kind of crazy when you take a look at it. And it's ridiculously accurate. We have not hit Father's Day yet. Aaron Judge, minus 6,000. Minus 6,000 to win the AL MVP. Like, that is ridiculously insane. Amazing. I mean, you look at it and it really just underscores and hits home how this puppy is over. Yankees and Royals play again tonight. Seth Lugo is on the bump going up against Will Warren. It wouldn't surprise me to see the Royals and Lugo plus money attached if they ultimately salvage a game and get one against my Yankees. But at the end of the day, it's all kind of irrelevant big picture. Yankees second best team behind Detroit in the AL. And all rise for the great Aaron Judge.
Watching Make It Rain on VSiN, the sports betting network.
You want to bet smarter this football season? Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get a full year for just $199 plus a free pre-order of the NFL Sharp Betting Playbook by Josh Applebaum. He actually wrote it while wearing his apple bottom jeans and boots with the fur. It's true. Ask him. He'll tell you. No-nonsense guide to reading the market, spotting the sharp action, making smarter NFL bets. Sign up now. Get instant access to daily email with all the best bets from the hosts and their guests. Real-time betting splits from DraftKings and Circa. 24/7 video access on the critically acclaimed VSiN Watch app. Plus our 2025-2026 NFL betting guide dropping July 1st. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe. Use the promo code BOOK to sign up. VSIN.com/subscribe. Welcome back, Make It Rain with Adam Schein. Joining us right now live on the Progressive Guest Line. You know him, you love him, you can't live without him. He is the critically acclaimed host of VSiN Live on Mad Dog Sports Radio, Patty and the Big Guy, Patrick Maher, nice enough to join us. Hello, Patty.
I didn't realize that John Cougar Mellencamp was hosting Make It Rain, as I say hi to you, Adam Schein. But Mr. Indiana, huh? Mr. Pacer over there. How about that?
Listen, I'm still staying with my OKC pick. I still believe in it. I still think they're the better team. I think from an image, single season, from a betting perspective, which is part of this, if the Thunder don't win the title, this is going to be one of the worst finishes for an all-time team in the history of the NBA. Like, it's going to be a disaster considering what the odds were for OKC before the finals to win a championship. I just think, Patrick, the way that Indy played last night, Halliburton, the role players, Carlisle's team, the fourth quarter, the way they took a bunch of punches last night, I think it's time for all of us, whatever level we were on the Indiana Pacers, just to make sure we kind of recalibrate a little bit and stress the positive here on these Indiana Pacers.
The Pacers are a great story, but the famous Pittsburgh Steeler quarterback said it best, R-E-L-A-X. Don't worry, your bet's going to hit. After that game last night, I couldn't wait to go bet lay $2 to win a dollar on Oklahoma City to win the series. They couldn't have played worse. 17 turnovers, sloppy, disjointed. The offense in the fourth, 18 points got stale. They're going to show, as they have all postseason and all season, they can adjust. They don't lose back-to-back games. SGA had one bucket in the fourth on three attempts. That's going to change. And listen, it was the perfect game from the Pacers for the most part. I mean, TJ McConnell had five steals, three on inbound passes. The bench outscored Oklahoma City 49-16. I mean, everything. They shot 52% from the field, the Pacers. 13 steals, 11 blocks. Congratulations. And this is a fun Pacers team, Mr. Shine. But Oklahoma City's going to wax them. Now, I do like in game four, I'm going to go team total over 115 on Oklahoma City. Again, 18 points in the fourth. They got the 107 last night. They're going to adjust. They're going to be much better offensively. And I'll give you one more. I like the double result in game four on Oklahoma City. That means they lead at halftime and they win the full game. Lay $1.25. Come on. Let's go, Thunder.
Listen, I'm with you here. I love the old double result, too. And I said it in the first segment of the show. I do like OKC, and I lay the six here, Patty. So we're on the same page. But I thought the way Mike Breen had his final call and he structured it, it was just the perfect word choice. Indiana's two games away from winning a championship. Two wins away. And I do think, because you're so sure, I'm so sure, Vegas, when you look at the odds for this next game and for the series, is so sure. I do think it is fair, though, just to ask out loud, should we be so sure?
You know, it's funny, too, because I heard the Breen call, which is great. He's tremendous. I would just call out Chet Holmgren if I'm Dagnall at this point, because he's a first quarter merchant. I thought he looked shook in the fourth. Again, there needs to be a correction here. I feel like the Hartenstein minutes have been very valuable for this team. They're going to make adjustments. I thought the bench was bad from Oklahoma City. But to go back to your original question, I think we should be this confident. This defense is all-time. The offense is very good. But notably, they're 24 years old on average, but they've shown the ability to adjust consistently. Until they prove us wrong, that would be game four. I'm going to keep believing in the Thunder.
Listen, we're on the same page. And when you said the defense is all time, I want to just stress that before we move on to the hockey. I agree. And I do think when we're right, they win, this will be viewed as an all-time great team. When they win, SGA, this run, he just won an MVP in the regular season, it'll be viewed as an all-time great run to a championship by a guard in the history of the association in a single season. Having said that, I do just want to acknowledge the other side. If we're wrong, it's going to be an all-time catastrophe single season for the Oklahoma City Thunder and an all-time upset special by the Indiana Pacers. Patty, what are you playing tonight on the ice? I still like Edmonton. I know they got trucked in game number three. I understand how foolish they were and all the penalties, and you know they really became unglued. I'm gonna stay with the Oilers here. What are you playing tonight for the old pucks?
I think you nailed it. The Oilers played right into the Panthers' hand. You don't want to get chippy. You don't want to buy into their mess, and that's exactly what the Oilers did. I'm gonna go away from the game, away from the total, and go first period. Three goals in the first game, five goals in the second, and two goals in the third. 3-0 if you've been betting over a goal and a half in the first period in this series. No reason for that to stop. Questions in net, obviously, with the Oilers. The Oilers are going to be dedicated offensively. I'm going to go over a goal and a half. You have to lay $1.35 on it in the first period. But I expect two or more goals in the first. And by the way, I hated what Knobloch did. I understand. I go back to Hockey Town. I grew up with the Red Wings. I understand in hockey, you don't want to kill the confidence of the goalie. But at that point, you have to leave Skinner in. You don't want to show weakness. Okay, after the game, you want to decide what you're going to do between the pipes. I totally get it. But pulling Skinner at that point in game three, to me, was weak. Now, Skinner was terrible in the game, Adam. A lot of cheapies. And that breakaway looked like an empty net with Bennett, but I didn't like pulling the goalie there. Make a decision after the game.
Let's get into the U.S. Open, and obviously ongoing as we speak, and not a good day for the Make It Rain with Adam Schein. Picked to win it all, I had Bryson DeChambeau to win at plus 750. I also locked in Jon Rahm, top five, plus 260. I locked in Oberg, top five, plus 550. What did you lock in beforehand? What are you seeing so far, Patty?
Yeah, the outright market with Scheffler, I mean, it's Scheffler or anyone else. I mean, I think it was 260 all the way to 7.5 to 1 on DeChambeau. So I didn't love going outright. I mean, this course, by the way, I think we're going to finish over par on the championship. The USGA, Adam, they love to challenge and kill these guys. Oakmont is a beast. I did a couple of things. I'll just pull up my bets while we're talking about it right now. I went Harris English pretty heavy to finish top 10. That's not a great start. I went pretty heavy on Sepp Straka to finish top 10. I think he's okay. And then I went heavy on Colin Morikawa to finish top five, and he started off okay there. So those are my three bets in the U.S. Open.
Patty, you and Aaron Rodgers share a hairstylist, so I'm curious to get your take. How do you think Aaron Rodgers is going to do this year? I love his props this year, by the way, for over on yards and over on passing touchdowns. I can't stress enough how much I love him. What do you think of Rodgers with the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Well, first off, I'm so happy he blessed us with that presser. Obviously didn't want to talk about the marriage, a very private man with no opinions. And I love the quote that he's playing football in Pittsburgh simply to give love back to the game. And it felt right for his soul. So couple of things. I think it's going to be a disaster. The numbers were fine with Rodgers. He got better as he got away from that injury. I understand. I don't like the offense that Smith runs for him. He doesn't want to turn his back to the defense. He's going to have to do it. Mobility was part of the full package for Rodgers. I don't think Rodgers finishes the season with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Wow, Patty. And are you going to take the under here for the Steelers 8.5?
We're going under 8.5. Brutal division. Rodgers is washed. But he loves the game. And we love him for that.
It's all about soul.
What a good guy. Hey, by the way, before I say goodbye.
Billy Joel.
Before I say goodbye, did you get into the Belmont with Sovereignty outdueling journalism? Yes or no?
Of course I got into the Belmont. What kind of question is that, Patty?
You're the best.
Rip my mom while you're at it. I'm insulted by the question.
You're watching Make It Rain on VSiN, the sports betting network.
VSiN is live for the College World Series in Omaha. Now through Saturday, we're going to be broadcasting straight from Rocco's, the iconic home of the Jello Shot Challenge. Catch money moves and follow the money. Live from Omaha with the sights and the sounds and the best bets from the tournament. Head on over to VSiN.com/CWS for all the details and a free College World Series betting guide. Well, how about this? Joining us right now, live on the Progressive Guest Line, the best to ever do it in the history of on-air sports betting shows. Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard, the godfathers of VSiN. Follow the money weekdays right after us, 4 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Mitch, Paulie, welcome to the show. How's Omaha and how the Jello Shots?
Adam, pleasure to be on. Thank you for having us. We don't know about the Jello Shots yet. I think that's going to be after tonight's show. JVT and Stormy did them, I think, during their show today and after. They said they're quite delicious. But, Paulie, it's going to be a problem for Paulie. What did you say during the break? You don't like Jello?
No, don't like Jello. Didn't like it as a kid. Tried it once. That's it. I don't like it. No, I'll have a Kit Kat. We do a Kit Kat or something. I'll tell you this, though. The pizza's dynamite. Three little pigs they have here with the honey and the garlic parmesan crust. Yeah. Dynamite delivered. That I can give you a full review and an A+. Yeah.
Listen, anytime you have honey and garlic involved in pizza, I'm in. By the way, I wasn't banking on, on a Jell-O take from you guys. But by the way, I agree. I don't know an adult who actually picks Jell-O. Yeah, anyone who's ripping you for that take, I've got your back on that. I absolutely do. I'm fascinated and fired up to get your take on the first two games of the College World Series. Obviously, it begins tomorrow. We got Arizona and Coastal Carolina. We got Louisville and Oregon State. Who are you guys going to pick? Who are you going to bet on? And who are you picking to win this entire thing?
Boy, I'll tell you, I know that they're one of the favorites right there at the LSU, but the numbers on Arkansas, they just jump off the page. And, you know, going chalk at this point, Adam, not a good idea the way the college tournament is. It's panned out so far, but their numbers are so good. The problem is to get LSU out of the gates. I think Oregon State is live to win the whole thing, and clearly, you know, a little bit late to the party on that one as well, but I like their path. And in terms of a bet tomorrow, I like one on Saturday more, Paulie. I like Murray State plus 2.5 runs with the run line.
Yeah.
I know they're getting UCLA, but Murray State's been an unbelievable story at this point. And it's like minus 110, minus 112, plus 2.5 runs. And that's the game that I have circled, Adam.
Yeah. I want to see if Murray State can pull this off as well. As high as 700-1 to win it. And I know someone in town at Caesars has them 350-1. Pizza money to win a used car on Murray State. So if they can get it done, I think LSU wins it. And they also will dominate the Jell-O Shot Challenge. They have the record from 2 years ago, 69,000. So they know how to get down and party and have a good time. If they make the championship game, they'll break their record and probably consume 80,000 Jell-O shots.
I'm just trying to compute that, 80,000 Jell-O shots. I mean, I'm starting to shake a little bit here and something like that. And that's good for me. I said LSU to win it over Oregon State. So I like where you guys are thinking. Stanley Cup tonight, and I'm going to stay consistent. I'm betting the Oilers, and I picked them preseason. I picked them before the playoffs. A lot of people thought L.A. was going to knock them off. Picked them to win this series. I'm curious what you guys are going to play tonight with Edmonton and Florida.
They're in trouble, and they got to have this one tonight. I know he's sticking with Skinner in game four. Skinner's 6-0 lifetime in game fours with a couple of shutouts. But that was so bad in game three, Adam, to get handed it to you. They got thoroughly outplayed, dominated, and then they lost every single fight on top of it. So I know Knobloch's moving around the lines and putting Brown up on the first line as well. But I'll give you a couple props, though. Ekholm over blocks. Over 1.5 is on a 9-1 overrun. Schmidt to have an assist. My guy, St. Cloud, Minnesota. He's plus 260 to have an assist. Rodriguez to have an assist. And I think the Panthers win the game and take a 3-1 series lead. Hate to say it, rooting for Canada. Want McDavid to win the cup. I don't think it's going to happen. Panthers too good.
Yeah. Biggest question, Adam, for sure, is exactly what Paulie brought up right away. And that's, where's Skinner at? What kind of Skinner are we going to get tonight? It wasn't completely on him in game three, but it wasn't a good look. And now he's falling apart a little bit at the seam. So if he can't get it together in this game, I don't want to overreact to what happened in the previous spot there, but he's got to stand on his head tonight. I just don't know if that's going to happen.
Yeah, listen, I'm picking Edmonton. I got Edmonton on the money line, a plus 124. I'm rooting for McDavid.
I hope you win.
I think it's the smart play, honestly, but everything you're saying about Skinner is accurate. I can't counter it, and he was just so bad. One game to the next, there's not always a correlation. I thought he said all the right things after the game, took responsibility. But, man, that's if they get down early, that's going to be a tough spot for Edmonton. I do think McDavid and Draisaitl will put their stamp on this one early. I'm curious, who did you guys bet on for the U.S. Open? I had DeChambeau to win at plus 750, not looking great now. Rahm top five, plus 260. Oberg top five, plus 550. Who did you guys bet on for the U.S. Open?
Well, I'm on all three of the guys that you just mentioned, so we're on the same page there. I also, leaving Las Vegas yesterday at the airport, I wanted to take a couple of bombs yet because I was going with, you know, the very top of the odds board, and I convinced myself to take a couple of guys. Not looking so hot with Matt Fitzpatrick and Justin Rose, but I did grab a little bit of Koepka at 100-1 just because of the history.
You
at the U.S. Open, and, you know, can he find it? So far, so good. Let's hope it continues. Fingers are crossed. But I just thought 100-1 in a guy who has such a great history on tracks like this. I'm like, that was, look, I'm not going to retire on it, but it was pizza money, and so that one looks so, you know, good. But Paulie, like the story, one of the stories of the PGA Tour here in recent weeks, Paulie's on him.
It's the Ben Griffin Invitational.
There you go.
It's all about Ben Griffin. I mean, the guy gives up golf. He's a mortgage officer. His friends are backing him. Get back in there. Come on, give it a shot. Wins tournament after tournament, top five, top 10, and then he comes out and he's 2-under going into 18 and then gives one back with the bogey. But the guy was 70-1 to win it, and he was 9-1 top five. I mean, he's right there. Because, you know, Spahn and these guys are going to come back to the pack. So I feel good with Ben Griffin 1-under and continue this magic carpet ride.
Ben Griffin's world, we're just living in it. Unbelievable. Guys,
right.
Can't wait for the show. We appreciate the time. Have fun, not too much fun, in Omaha. By the way, I saw those odds to see who is going to ultimately, for VSiN on the trip, have the most Jello shots. I thought there was some good juice attached to Bill 80, 15-1.
Yeah.
That's where my money was. What are some plays here on the VSiN Jello Shot Challenge?
Don't waste your money on Paulie at 5,001. I'd look at the field. From what I understand, Stormy's husband likes to get after it. So he's like 6'6". He's in his, you know, early 30s. I think that's a candidate that would really give everybody a run for their money.
6'6", 270,
yeah.
Can put it down, goes to Wendy's.
I mean,
has
breaking
six
it down
bacon.
Like a prospect at the combine. I love that.
Right?
Yeah. If I knew that, I would have bet the field. Unbelievable.
Yeah. You can't touch Stevens.
Takes a liver supplement every day, I guess, so.
Stevens' favorite for a reason. Stevens can put him down like no one's business. Everywhere. It's too good.
Yeah.
You guys are the best. We'll be watching, as we always do, of course, on the VSiN Watch app. And enjoy the show. Rock goes in Omaha, and we'll be watching, guys.
All right.
Thanks, Adam.
Pacers in six.
Wow, Pacers in six. Didn't expect that on the way out. Listen, we still have OKC in six. So excellent, excellent job by Mitch and Paulie making their Make It Rain with Adam Schein debut. And these guys are the best. And obviously, they're going to be live at Rocco's in Omaha for their show for 3 hours right after us. Now, Arthur Smith was raving about Aaron Rodgers, talking about the quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers at minicamp yesterday. And I think that when you look at it from a Pittsburgh standpoint, if you're looking at some bets and some plays, what Arthur Smith said that I think is pretty noteworthy when you look at the Aaron Rodgers props for this year, quote, "I didn't bring in DK Metcalf and Aaron Rodgers to run the wishbone." And that's his way of saying, we're going to pass. We are going to throw the ball. This is not going to be a team that is just going to run. Think about even some of the things that got Arthur Smith in trouble in Atlanta when he didn't give the ball to Bijan Robinson. I think you're going to see Aaron Rodgers really air it out. I think that over 3,300 passing yards is a smart bet and a smart prop for this upcoming season. I'll tell you, with some of the chaos here in Cincinnati, that over all of a sudden, more in play when you look at the Steelers' betting profile. And I think if anything right now, and this is a 180 for me, you know, based upon when the number came out and Mason Rudolph was the quarterback, I'm looking at the win-loss total. I'm saying, all right, 5-6 wins for Pittsburgh. You know, Pittsburgh to make the playoffs a plus 130. You know, might want to see what happens in Cincinnati first. But all of a sudden, game on.
Make It Rain on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back, Make It Rain with Adam Schein. Time for our news, notes, nuggets, and nightly plays. And boy, oh boy, I will tell you, this is becoming a running joke, a total embarrassment when it comes to my Knicks. More proof that there was no plan. More proof Jim Dolan's running this entire thing. And he's terrible at what he does. And he's the worst and most meddlesome owner that you could possibly have. And they should have never fired Tom Thibodeau. And, you know, after we signed off the air yesterday, the Bulls and the Hawks became the latest teams to deny the Knicks. I mean, I had to laugh at the way Shams Charania from ESPN reported it and wrote it on Twitter. Another one. I mean, it's too good. Unless, of course, you're a Knicks fan like me. And let the record show, I like Quinn Snyder. I've always been a Quinn Snyder fan. Whether it was when he was in Utah or even now with Atlanta, I don't blame him. I blame, you know, the general manager and the roster configuration. I think Quinn Snyder's a hell of a coach. He's not better than Tom Thibodeau, but this is embarrassing. I like Billy Donovan. I mean, Billy Donovan could have won a championship. He was that close at OKC. I think he's done a good job in Chicago. Obviously, the general manager there has messed things up. You know, obviously a legendary college coach in the Hall of Fame, what he did in Florida, winning championships. He's not better than Tom Thibodeau, but it's just embarrassing that it's been reported, because it's accurate, that they're going through these channels and it's no, cannot talk to my coach. Vehemently denied the request. I mean, it's such a mess. It's a disaster. It's a fiasco. Should have never fired Tibbs, who was excellent at what he does. I don't give a damn if, you know, Mikal Bridges is happy. I want him to just hit some jump shots and play some ball and win a championship. And I would have liked to see Bridges and Cato in a second year in terms of playing for Tom Thibodeau for next year. I mean, it's crazy, absolutely crazy. I don't think that kid, Jason Kidd, is dead when it comes to being a potential coach for the Knicks. I don't think that will be the case. I don't think that at all. I think that, you know, we had Bobby Marks on our SiriusXM radio show yesterday. Remember, Bobby Marks is not just an ESPN front office analyst. He was the number two guy, assistant GM for New Jersey, then Brooklyn. And he literally was involved in a Jason Kidd trade. The Nets traded him to Milwaukee for a couple of second round picks. So he would know better than anybody else. And we are on the same page. And I certainly understand it. And listen, I think Jason Kidd better be alive and Dan Hurley better be part of this. And, you know, I think Johnny Bryant would make sense. Again, I'm not spinning this. These are the names that we mentioned when Tom Thibodeau was inexplicably fired and we went nuts on Make It Rain with Adam Schein when it broke right before our show. But I will tell you right here, right now, that if it's not one of those guys, I mean, it's embarrassing. It's cartoonish. It's clownish. It's a disgrace. It's pathetic. So that's where I'm at when it comes to my Knicks and the coaching search. Meanwhile, Kevin Durant and the Phoenix Suns are discussing possible trade options, and the Knicks are on that short list. Knicks, Timberwolves, Heat, Spurs, Rockets reportedly are on the table. I'll throw another one in the mix. I think that Kevin Durant would take Detroit to a different level. And I want to reference that interview I did with Bobby Marks again, because Bobby made an interesting point. If you're a team, and I mentioned Detroit, and he took it and ran with it, you know, if you can trade for Durant, even if you don't sign him, right, and it's just for a year, you know, I think that Cade Cunningham, Kevin Durant, and the Detroit Pistons could win the Eastern Conference. I mean, this is still an elite all-time scorer. I know that, you know, he's off injured. He played 60-plus games this past year. I think if you're one of those aforementioned teams, you would sign up for that. Now, I think in terms of the Spurs and the Rockets and the Timberwolves out west, did want a contract, give up draft picks. You know, he could be the missing piece, veteran leadership, championship experience to get you over the hump if you're Houston, if you're San Antonio. Listen, I think the Spurs are going to be a really excellent team sooner rather than later. I think he would go into Minnesota, kick ass, take names. I think that would be great. I think that Miami's not as likely. You know, we've seen some mixed reporting here on the Knicks. I mean, listen, I think he'd be great for the Knicks. I'd love to see it as a Knicks fan. I wanted Kevin Durant when he picked Brooklyn as opposed to my Knicks. So I think it's as good as gone when it comes to Durant in Phoenix. And I still think Kevin Durant could play and Kevin Durant could win. And I think this makes a lot of sense here moving forward. How about the Dodgers yesterday beating the Padres, taking the series 2-1? And the game was tied up, and then bam, Teoscar Hernandez with a three-run jack. And I want to really stress how big a deal this is. Because yesterday on the show, and you know the answer to every question when it comes to win the West, win the National League, win the World Series, for me it's Dodgers, Dodgers, Dodgers. And this was my take last year. All the baseball heads were saying Padres, Padres, Padres. I said not so fast. And there were reference points even down the stretch of the season. And I talked to Dave Roberts, the manager for the Dodgers, about this on my SiriusXM radio show, where they beat the Padres in season and showed off their toughness. If the Dodgers lost yesterday, they would have started the day today in third place. That's how it would have gone based upon the results with the Giants and the Rockies and the Padres if they were to beat the Dodgers. Instead, they won. They made a statement. And with all, no one's ever going to feel sorry for the Dodgers with all the payroll that they have. They have had 15 different starting pitchers this year with all the injuries. The Dodgers, when you take a look at the odds in Vegas, they are massive favorites to win the division. They are still the favorite to win the World Series. All of this is exactly how it should be and exactly how it should go. So, listen, I think that when it's all said and done, the Dodgers absolutely deserve to be considered the favorites all the way around. And it's interesting when you take a look at the National League odds board, because I do think that when you talk about winning the pennants, the Dodgers should be favored. The Mets, by the way, are in the middle of a dogfight right now with Washington. They were up 4-1, and that game is about to go final. Mets are going to win, so that's going to turn out to be a good thing for the Mets. So, you know, hopefully they're able to wrap that puppy up. And the Mets have just been absolutely positively. I mean, it was 4-0 going into the ninth. I mean, my goodness, that is wild stuff. 4-0 going into the ninth. Just went final. Woo! You have to sweat out that bet with the Mets, who are now 21 games. The Mets are over 500. 27-7 at home, 45-24 in the season. You had people, guys, if you can, put up the odds back up for the National League pennant. I did not like the Mets because of their pitching before the season. They just swept away Washington. Peterson with a complete game shutout. I have been dead wrong on this baseball team. I still think you can get some good odds on Philly to win the division. Philly just was able to take 2 out of 3 against the piping hot Cubs, who lead the National League in runs. I think, and look, for all the American League Yankees conversation earlier, easy case to be made. Dodgers, Mets, Cubs, Padres, Phillies, Giants. Those six teams better than basically every team other than the Tigers in the American League. Like, that's certainly fair to say. I'm fired up about the baseball tonight. Sonny Gray, who I always love betting on, is going to be taking on the Milwaukee Brewers tonight. Sonny Gray, big favorite. Always liked the Sonny Gray pitching props and the strikeout props, which always hit. Jacob Mizrowski, the very talented prospect, major league debut. RotoWire's number 4 pitching prospect. That's going to be a lot of fun. Tigers Orioles tonight. Dean Kramer against Tarik Skubal. I have hit a ton on Skubal when it comes to his strikeout over. We'll certainly play that tonight. I also kind of like Detroit on the run line at -119. So that will be a lot of fun. The best bets are brought to you by GBank, introducing the $500 trifecta from GBank First Bet and Visa. All you need to do is open up a GBank Visa Signature credit card. First 90 days, deposit and play. Through $1,000 at first bet to trigger the $500 trifecta, you'll receive $200 in cashback rewards on your GBank Visa Signature credit card. First bet's going to give you a $100 deposit match. Visa completes the trifecta with a free Visa and Pro subscription through October the 31st, $200 value. That's $500 trifecta from GBank First Bet and Visa. Go to VSiN.com/GBank, VSiN.com/GBank. It's a one-time promotion limited to customers opening up a new account in response to this offer. Will not apply to requests to convert to existing accounts. Apply today. Terms and conditions apply. We're staying very consistent here. Oilers, baby. Oilers on the money line, +124. You're welcome, America. And you're welcome, Canada. Stay tuned to VSiN after Make It Rain. Follow the money. Mitch and Paulie, live from Omaha and the College Baseball World Series. Man, that was so much fun with Mitch and Paulie. Love having them on Make It Rain with Adam Schein. They'll be back on the show tomorrow. Can't wait when we're done. We're going to be watching Mitch and Paulie on the VSiN Watch app from Omaha, Nebraska, and the College Baseball World Series. Thanks to Sean and the crew in our Vegas control room. Thanks to our outstanding producer, the great Michael Cohen. We'll talk to you mañana. Make It Rain. Without a chance.